Red button is pushed.
Oh shit. Oh shit.
How's it going, Brandon Chalmers?
Oh, fucking tired, sir.
What'd you
busy
do?
Busy season has begun.
Wait, what? Oh, busy season. Oh.
Busy season has begun.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Is that like duck season, but not cartoon-y?
Sure?
I don't
you
know.
You know what? Yeah. In the sense that old people get really confused by what services I'm providing and then shout the wrong things, yes.
Okay.
That is an accurate thing. Also, my business ends in someone getting shot.
Ooh. Ooh.
Yeah.
It's not good.
No, I mean, technically it is.
Oh.
Yeah. So, yeah. It's vaccinations. I actually work for science.
Oh, I get it. Shot.
See? See? We kill people. No, I'm kidding.
All right. Well, Brandon Chalmers.
Sure.
I haven't seen you in a week. What are you geeking on?
So I'm geeking on something that I never, ever thought I'd be geeking on. And it pains me in a way because Instagram marketing worked. Yeah, I know. So as a byproduct of, as we were talking about the other day, where I deleted Twitter and Facebook off of my phone, I have not been on Twitter since.
Ooh.
I have checked Facebook on occasion. I do have the app still on my iPad, so I am checking in on things on occasion, but nowhere near am I scrolling through this way I used to.
Wow.
Therefore, Instagram has become kind of my source of like, hey, what are people up to sort of thing. And a lot of it's like, you know, dog photos or skateboarding or powerlifting or whatever, like the bullshit or car stuff or like all the things that I'm into. And then, you know, like friends traveling, all sorts of shit.
Mm-hmm.
So as part of the ads, I ended up, and I've seen this ad come by a bunch of times for a ton of supplements. And one of them I finally decided to pull the trigger on because it's not necessarily a supplement. It's basically like Soylent Green. I'm eating people chow. Okay, so feel free to type into your Google machines at home, kids, something called Huel, H-U-E-L, as in human fuel. Go ahead.
Shit up
Go
right
ahead.
Now.
No, it's okay. H-U-E-L. Go ahead. I'm sure everyone else is doing the same thing. Go on, Brandon, what the fuck are you talking about?
Huel.com.
So unlike the rest of the supplement bullshit that I have seen, it is less about getting swole or making promises it can't keep or whatever it is. Their whole bit is that they're selling sustainable food.
Oh.
And it's good protein, it's good fiber, it's good this, it's good that. But at the same time, the idea is that I'm not fucking the world up by having a simple breakfast. It is not tasty, though it doesn't taste bad. Here's the thing, dude. You get what's in that container, and kids, if you're looking at it, it tastes exactly like what that cup you think tastes like, just with a little bit of vanilla.
It looks like chalky sand.
Honestly, probably the best description I could say would be like, think of it like the consistency of like pancake batter, but tasting like really bland ass ice cream.
Ugh.
Yeah, and I've tried mixing it with some other stuff, but honestly, like the whole idea is basically, you mix it, you kill it, and you move the fuck on.
Okay.
And right, so like each regular, like you can decide how much or how little stuff you want to put in there. So if you're trying to lose weight, you can put yourself at a calorie deficiency and what have you. And the whole idea and concept of it, even from the owner, is have it for a meal, have it for two meals, enjoy yourself a decent dinner, be a social human being. But if you're at work and the decision is have a shake or go order a burger or go make a shitty sandwich, then you should probably have the shake.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that's the idea. So it's also saving a bit of money by comparison. Like each meal ends up working out to about $2.50 a piece.
Oh, wow. Do you feel satisfied? Like, do you feel hungry after you? Okay.
I feel hungry about, I'd say, 3 hours after I eat. I get kind of real ravenous, and I've been supplementing a bit of that with like a Baby Bell cheese or something.
Okay.
With a bit of high fat content to push me over to the next meal. But the plus side is it means that for my day-to-day diet, and anyone who has been, I'm formerly type 2 diabetic. So, you know, I managed to cut all the weight down. So I'm trying to maintain that sort of thing and also continue to lose weight. It was a nice sort of like, okay, you can actually have some decent stuff and not feel like you're drinking SlimFast. Like, there's no like gritty or nasty aftertaste or anything else like that. Like, it's just, okay, yeah, this tastes like exactly what it looks like. But it's been nice because, like, the realization that I think each Baby Bell cheese is like 60 calories. So I had two shakes today. So 120 for the Baby Bell cheeses and then 1,000 calories over two shakes. And then I worked out today, and currently on my watch it says that I burned 917 calories. So we had pizza for dinner, and I don't feel like shit for a change. So did I misbehave for dinner? Yeah, I did. But on the whole, I'm somewhere near a calorie goal. And usually if I have a rough day and I end in pizza, it means that I've already destroyed my day, and I'm completely falling apart.
Yeah.
So – that's been kind of my go-to thing. I ordered it off of Amazon, though it is cheaper to order directly from them, just to try it. I tried it all through the holiday weekend. I've been having it every day, at least for breakfast. Today I had it for breakfast and lunch. And I think, honestly, it's going to become kind of my go-to sort of thing of like, okay, I need stuff. This is also going to be really good for like conventions, where I end up having to go to like that fucking Starbucks for breakfast every time.
Yeah.
And eat some sort of sit and wait in line. Fuck that.
Yeah.
Fuck that. I'm gonna pre-pack this stuff, and I'm just gonna be able to eat, and I'm not gonna be able to feel like I'm not gonna feel like trash, and I won't have to eat like a fucking rambling raccoon at cons anymore.
You're not gonna get the traditional convention if it's fried, it died food from whatever. No,
trust me, I'll enjoy a meal with everybody, but the thing is if I decide that I don't want to, if the options are $9 chicken tenders, or I make a quick shake, I'm going to fucking make a shake, and I'm going to save the $9 and put it toward the barbecue that we're going to have later.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Sounds
justifiable thought like processes. Yeah. And I know I'm not the only person who had dealt with the diabetic thing, so I know one particular friend of ours who watches is definitely going to be paying attention to this. Certain person that I won't call out, it ain't bad, genuinely. Mm. I give it a shot. Try it. See if you like it. You don't like it, you get through. They make you buy two bags at once. If you don't like it, let me know. I'll buy the other bag off of you. I'm hard. So I'll say it right now. Same thing goes to anybody who's within like relative driving distance of Baltimore. If you try it, you don't like it, you want me to buy the other bag off of you, I'm totally cool with that. That's fine. But I'm going to consistently stick with it. I think it tastes good enough that I'm going to stick with. So
cool.
I feel weird like shilling it, but after trying it for a couple days and the like, I feel good. I'm eating something fucking vegan. Like, intentionally vegan. Yeah.
I don't even know you, Brandon Chalmers.
I don't even know me either. Yeah. This is the first I've admitted it publicly that I'm eating something vegan. I haven't told the vegan friends. They're gonna fucking, like, fall out. Yeah. So, try the damn thing. Do a little better for yourself, kids. As I get older, I start to realize it's a pain in the ass to try and keep myself even relatively healthy. And I spent way too many years treating my body like a fucking playground, so.
Yeah.
Jamie Noguchi, you were on goddamn vacation.
I was.
Tell me about the natures.
I don't do well outside. Everyone else does, which is great. Hazel had a great time, so that's important. She got to hang out with her cousin. Her cousin usually... when they go to apparently when they go to the lake house, her cousins are a lot older, so she doesn't really have anyone her age to kind of play with, so she's kind of a little bit more reserved. But this time when Hazel was around, she had a really good time. So
awesome.
Good family time. I actually got to finish a book that I'd been working on, so now we're getting into corrections and it's going to be published. And but because me and Koji, the writer, asked for so many rights up front, they're going to be running a Kickstarter campaign. So I'm going to be shilling the shit out of that when that happens. but I had some time to finish some shit, so that was good. So for me, it wasn't. Vacation is never vacation. I'm always working.
Yeah, I know how you operate. I mean, we talked about this before you went away. Mm-hmm. That you feel weird being away from the internet, but at least you managed to get something else accomplished that you've been wanting to do because you were away from the internet.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely could have used. I usually, when I'm working, I have something on in the background, like YouTube or a movie. But I mainly use the internet for reference photos, because my brain doesn't hold in things very well. so I don't know how things look every once in a while. And sometimes I want to research like something historical. So, my internet usage is weird. Like you'll see so many tab opens with like random photos of random shit everywhere.
Yes. Yeah.
but that is not what I'm geeking on this week. Today, September 4th. So we're recording this September 4th. It's probably going to go up the 5th or the 6th or whenever I figure out how to get this back together.
Okay.
And disclaimer, my brother works for the company that we're about to talk about now.
Oh, shit. Here we go. Okay.
But September 4th, Destiny Forsaken, the big-ass DLC for year four? Or year five? Are we in year five? I'm not sure what year we are in, but like the latest Destiny DLC dropped today, and I cannot wait to play it. Now I know you and I have been burned a little bit. Like we got excited about Destiny 1. We played a lot with my brother. There was a mode called Trials of Osiris, which is a PvP mode that's for like elite competitive people.
Sweaty fucks.
Sweaty people who like, some of them are streamers who play video games for a living. But you, me, and my brother would go in and we would play Team Meat Shield, which means you and I would run out and say, "Hey, shoot at us!" And my brother would like pick him up if he could. And we had a lot of fun during Destiny 1.
Yes.
We played a couple of raids. We met a couple of friends online, and some of our art fight people joined in and stuff. Like you, me, and Dan would play a lot.
Yeah.
So
used to play with Host of the Most Ross Nover quite a bit. So like a little bit. There was a point where it was very hot in our social stream. Mm-hmm. We had a close Facebook group and the whole nine, and just like it was a real thing. And then Destiny 2 came out
and they had a new clan system, so I put together a clan because I was like, I'm this is really exciting, we all join and do clan stuff. Our clan is called Pork Belly Bandits. Look us up. We're most of us are on PS4.
Yes.
But you know, we played it for like a month pretty hard. And then
we tore through all the content in about a month because there really wasn't that much content.
Yeah.
Some of us got butthurt about the system of things like shaders and stuff like that. And I'm getting way too into the weeds. But basically, like, a lot of us got real turned off by it. And mm-hmm. we had kind of hoped that they were going to fix some things when the new PvP – or not new PvP, new DLC came out.
Yeah, and it was just – it was a meager offering.
Yeah.
It actually felt more like a reboot rather than a sequel in terms of all the systems that were going on.
Yeah.
And I mean, Destiny is a shared open world shooter. So it's like a FPS, but there's like RPG elements in it.
Yeah.
And at the end of Destiny 1, it felt like the game was getting more into the collection aspect of it and the adventuring aspect of it. And all that kind of stuff. And the, you know, more grindy things, like if you wanted to go spend a couple hours looking for, you know, dead ghosts or something, like, you know, there was stuff to search for and to get deep into the woods of and stuff.
Right. Right.
And Destiny 2 didn't have any of that stuff.
Yeah, I can understand the arguments in both directions, and I don't want to pile on or dog pile on to anyone, including your family, about Destiny 2. There's a lot of crowdsourcing and marketing and what have you, and you don't want to, you know, we're wrestling fans, and I understand nobody wants to hear about wrestling, but the idea is don't sell to the people you already got. Mm-hmm. Sell to everybody else.
Yeah, and so they did that. They definitely did that.
I get that. And you're going to chase some people off. You're going to game some other people. There's, you know, it just – it is what it is. I have no idea. Like, I watched the videos that prepped up to this DLC or whatever it is. I got home. I turned on my PS4 to go do the updates. I don't even think I'm downloading the update at this point. I think I'm just downloading all of the, like – updates since I haven't touched it because I don't think I turned on my PS4 in about 2 months. So when I turned it on, I had a 4-hour download to even find out whether or not I've got another maybe 4-hour download. And I know this is old man yells at cloud, but for fuck's sake, online gaming, could we work this shit out?
Yeah. I think it's supposed to, I think in theory, it's supposed to download in the background, like if you put it in sleep mode. But that never works for me. Like,
no, it never works for me either. Yeah. I don't understand how that shit works. And at this point now, I got all my stuff set up to like smart switches and everything. I'm not going to let my PS4 burn my electricity up all day long while it trickle charges my internet. Fuck that. Just yeah. Like, I should be able to schedule this shit online. Like, there's got to be a smarter thing. And I'm sure it's me being dumb. And I'm sure there are ways to work around it. And somebody's like, you just need to set up a Nova. Fine. Yeah. Okay, cool. Show me if you want to show me. That's fine. If not, call me a fucking moron. But bottom line is, I don't know what it's going to be. I think the DLC is another $60. Am I mistaken on that?
I don't know. I think I bought I don't remember what version I bought, but I bought the version that had like the DLC plus the season pass.
Okay, so yeah. Like, so this is yeah. So you probably spent $100. I'll probably end up spending maybe $60 just to find out if it's any good.
So let me tell you, Brandon Chalmers, there are things to do in this game.
Yay. For how long?
I think it's going to be a lot because there are a bunch of cool things. Like,
is this what we're talking about today, by the way?
No, this is not what we're talking about. This
okay,
is what
we
I'm...
should try. We should try and push our way through this before we lose everyone who's watching. I can catch myself getting bored, and this is where.
Well, there are collections. So if you if you delete stuff before by accident, there would be no way for you to reacquire that stuff. So if you did raid armor or any of that special stuff, you wanted to keep it in your vault, but then there wasn't enough vault space, you had to make a hard choice whether or not you delete something or keep it. There's a collections page in your character, so if you want to reacquire it, you can buy it from the collections page. So you can just delete all the shit that you want to, and you can have access to it right away whenever you want to.
Cool, so they use their entire regular idea for all of their gold level items and mm-hmm. just applied it to everything else mm-hmm. because why wouldn't you?
Yeah, Brandon.
Cool.
Brandon.
Right. Yeah.
There is a
spare... That was in Destiny 1, by the way. The ability to buy the special things mm-hmm. after you delete them in the first one.
Oh, yeah.
Took them like 4 years to figure out to do the thing that they did 4 years ago.
Brandon Chalmers.
Yeah.
There is a sparrow that looks like it's straight out of Fury Road. Like it's
a sparrow, by the way, is a futuristic motorcycle. Go on.
It's culled together from fallen tech. It's like bolted on. It's got these chains and like rusted armor and stuff all over the place.
I can't wait to play for 19 hours to get some sort of weird pixie dust that I have to like give hand jobs to some sort of elf, but only on Thursdays when the game mode cycles through to be able to turn it in for some other random forbidden thing to then get some sort of private codes to then go get the thing.
Brandon Chalmers.
I'm stoked.
Brandon Chalmers.
Yeah.
Your chosen class, the Sunbreaker Titan, has a hammer that is almost as big as your torso that you run around with and you smash things with.
I don't understand what took them so long. My character is better part of 9 feet tall, 6 feet wide. I'm the fucking Canyon Arrow of human beings. And you gave me basically what is essentially a tack hammer leading up to this point. What the fuck took you guys so long?
Now it's an egregiously sized anime-style hammer.
Cool. Now let me have a god mode cheat code where I enter the Contra code and I don't get to play with anyone else. But I can just go in and mash everything. Doesn't get to count toward anything. And like it disables all of my quests and everything. I just want to take that hammer and run around like a fucking moron.
Yeah.
And that should happen.
I know I know you're not as excited as I am, but I'm unreasonably excited. So I think between the two of us, it evens out.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. I have a feeling I'm going to end up asking your brother for $60. Is really where I'm at, but we'll see how it goes.
I think it'll be fun.
Okay.
I think so.
I currently put it on pause so this way we could do this. So
okay.
When we get off of here, it'll continue to download, and then we'll see if I have to leave my PlayStation on overnight to let the rest of it download or some shit. Who knows?
What? How many hours is it on left, or how many minutes is it on?
31 minutes when I turned it off. So we'll see where we are.
That's not that bad.
Yeah. Like I said, I don't know if that's the first of two downloads, so we'll find out.
I think it should only be one because I had the same thing. Anything.
So we'll see.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't remember spending any money on this yet, so we'll see where we're at.
Okay.
I don't know if it pre-downloads and then just unlocks it, which sounds like a Destiny thing to do.
I think that's what it does, because they have to load up all of these other systems with it.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. Anyway. So, what the fuck are we talking about, Jamie? Because you've been gone for a week, and I forget what we're doing.
Okay, so I'm skipping what was in our list, because the next one in the list could... We won't touch it this week, but we'll get into it next week.
Jesus, all right, cool. But apparently, we're avoiding that intentionally. Go on.
But this one, I think... Chicago Beef, Brandon Chalmers.
Yeah, what's up? Well, now you're in my wheelhouse.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay.
Why the fuck hasn't that gone outside of Chicago? Like, why do we not have an Italian beef place down the street? Like, why don't you have
We'd fuck it up.
It's dead simple.
We'd fuck it up. It's dead simple. Here's the thing. You have to understand, much like eating crabs in Maryland, much like eating street tacos in California, it's a pocket of deliciousness that I'm convinced is actually an untouched conversation in the world. There are points on this planet that certain foods are more delicious than others, and I'm not 100% sure why. I'm convinced it has something to do with water or the air or just the ambiance or something. A slice of pizza or a bagel in New York City is fucking better, and you could take that same slice of pizza and FedEx it to fucking Montreal and you'd be like, this is okay. Yeah. But because it's in New York and you're experiencing that thing and you go, fuck, this is a proper slice, this is the experience that you're having. They have, you know, basically beef with au jus in other places.
Tell
me exactly right now, what did you eat that you would call a Chicago beef?
So
give me the toppings here, because I want to make sure I understand if there's something that I'm missing.
Okay. So the way my brother-in-law orders it, he beef with sweet and hot peppers. Juicy.
Right.
Which means they get the bread, they put the beef in, they put the sweet peppers, which is just like usually like a bell pepper roasted a pretty long time. Then the jardinera, which is the hot peppers.
Okay.
And then they kind of dip it in the jus.
Yeah, they dip the entire sandwich.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, there's dipped and then there's juicy. So juicy, they like add more.
Gotcha. They dip it and then they ladle it or whatever it is. So like,
and then dipped is when they put it in,
right?
And lift it out.
Okay.
So that's what the Chicago Italian beef is.
Okay.
And I want that in more places. Essentially,
okay.
I want that in more places. And I was talking to my brother-in-law about this, and we were thinking maybe the hook would be, because when you go to Chicago, you order beef, it's one size, you know. We were thinking maybe, like, you could do three different sizes, like a small, like a baby beef for people who are pretending.
Fuck this. You're fucking it up already.
Okay.
This is what I'm talking about. You want to know why I think the beef works? Because it's a simple system. You go in, you know exactly what the fuck you want. You order a beef, a red hot, or a combo. And I remember my first experience, I ordered a combo. They take a red hot sausage, they put it in the bottom, they put the beef on top with the peppers, and they put the fucking jus on it. And then you move the fuck on. You get fries, and then you get either water, lemonade, or iced tea. That's the fuck it. They remove all of the, it's like ordering a proper cheesesteak in Philly. You know, it's onions, it's whiz, and then get the fuck out the door. The second you start going, what size do you – fuck off. It comes in one size. If you want to be fat, order two. And that's how this works. You want to eat half of it? Fine. You waste the other half or you give it to a friend. You find some other stick figure, Ugg boot wearing fuck, and you split one between the two of you. Quit screwing around.
Okay. Well, then why do we not have it other places?
Because we're way too worried about pleasing everybody. Good burger places, good whatever places, they keep it fucking simple. It's the KISS method. Keep it simple, stupid. If you start to add things and start to worry, you want to make a beef place, you don't serve salad. You don't serve other things. You don't get into dessert or whatever it is.
Right.
What do you guys do here? Do beef. That's why a proper hot dog cart is so fucking good.
Mm-hmm.
It removes all the equation. Do you want a hot dog? Yes or no?
Right.
And then you get the following toppings, and then that's it. What do you have? I got mustard, I got relish, I got onion. I want ketchup. You need to go somewhere the fuck.
You need to fuck off.
Right. You need to just go somewhere else. That's fine. You're 9. Grow up. Like, you put ketchup on a hot dog. Stop it. Seriously. You're an adult now. Stop putting sweet things on.
So are you saying that, like, the DMV and the Baltimore area are too uppity for, like,
too fucking extra. It's too extra. It's too much. It's too – just too much. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No one – everyone is afraid of pissing somebody off. You need – that Chicago – that beef place that we went into was equally the most inviting and the most threatening experience I've had in a very long time.
Oh, yeah.
It's – for lack of a better way to put it, and for some people to have a comparison, it's the soup Nazi. You go in, you order, you get the fuck out. You don't argue. You don't debate. You don't be like, well, I want this and this. Can I try? No.
Mm-hmm.
You get in line, you go through, and you get out. The other thing that Chicago beef places have done, they don't have any fucking seating inside. The first one that we went to had no chairs and doors.
That's
true. It was designed for you to go to one side and get out the other. And they don't care how cold it is, how hot it is, whatever it is. They only care about what are inside those doors. If I'm not mistaken, there was even a sign on the door. It's summer. Keep the door closed. Like, it was just shy of calling you an asshole.
Yeah.
Like, they don't play around with your shit. And I don't know if anyone is willing to do that. Like, even some of the Baltimore staples where it could be like Chaps is a perfect example.
Yeah.
They're too interested in pleasing you with everything. Do one thing well. Stop being a master of a jack of all trades. Be a master of one.
Okay.
Pick one thing. I make good ribs. I make good pulled pork. I make good this. Fine. You can do variations of those things, but that's it. That's why food trucks are so fucking good.
That was my other thing. Like, do you think a beef food truck would work? Because the food truck, the whole premise of the food truck is the food truck does one thing. Or maybe two things, but they do one main thing well.
Yeah.
And they bring it to you, which is the appeal of the food truck. Do you think a beef, like an Italian, like a hardcore, like Italian Chicago style beef food truck would be the thing?
With one caveat. It needs to be fronted by a guy who looks like Flint Lockwood's dad from Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. Some thick necked, big mustache, just like, no pretending, order what you want and get the fuck out of here. Come on. What do you want? You want a beef or you want a hot dog? Huh? And just real straightforward, just no fucking around.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, thanks, we really appreciate it. Like, get out.
Mm-hmm.
Just this, like, come in, do the thing, get out sort of conversation. You got to set that precedence early. So this way, when your buddy tells you about this place and he goes, so the guy's real straightforward, so just make sure you know what you want before you walk up there.
Yeah.
You can kind of set that precedence real early on and then continue to beat that thing in. The second we start being, for lack of a better way to put it, and I know this will be an unpopular opinion, The second we start being nice to each other and we start worrying about everyone else's feelings, the second we slow the entire process down,
that's when you lose at lunch the experience. Fucking around. Yeah.
Yeah. You need that experience. Like, you've never wandered around in one of these beef places. When you go with your family, even now, you've ordered it quite a few times. It's still a, like, when you get up there, you know what you want.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You don't hesitate. You know, your brother-in-law knows exactly what he wants. He gets the same thing every time. He's basically, because I can guarantee you how it worked. He was a kid and he ordered the regular beef. He got a little older and then he liked it juicy. And then he got a little older and then he did the regular peppers. And then he got a little older and his palate changed and then he added the spicy stuff. And now he's got to the point where he's got a bit of nostalgia and he knows it's good and he experimented a little bit so he feels good. And now he's getting into where he likes bitter things and spicy things as his palate's kind of changing. Seriously, stop putting ketchup on things. And like, and his palate has started to refine, but I guarantee you, like, maybe I'm wrong about the pepper to Jew ratio, but mm-hmm. like, there's some sort of like evolution that happened there, because no 9-year-old shy of like an Anthony Bourdain sort of level story is going to order, just walk up and go, I want this with all these things on it, and just be confident and then order that thing forever.
Mm-hmm.
You evolve in your palate. We all do it. We all went from chicken nuggets and cheese pizza to then suddenly deciding that like oysters and weird pieces of meat and gristle and livers, and like, you start to get adventurous the older you get and you start to enjoy bitter things. Alcohol is a perfect example. Everybody who wants to drink when they're 17 drinks like a frat girl on spring break. It's a ton of wine coolers and like Mike's Hard Lemonade and everything's sweet and tasty and has rum in it and everything. And then the older you get, the browner the liquor gets, the heavier and meatier the beer gets.
Mm-hmm.
And you start to, like, that palate refines and suddenly your voice drops because you've been drinking brown liquor for the last 15 years and you're like, yep, this is good. And just, like, because you really what you want to do is be able to...
This is my sandwich.
It's the ever-loving thing. If you're a dude, you want to be able to do the following thing. Walk out onto your property, take a big sniff of the land, sip brown booze, and go, I did well. Then have that snap back to reality that you have to go to work in the morning and you're nothing. But for that fleeting moment, that posted stamp worth a yard is fucking yours.
And that's what we need to encapsulate in this beef food truck.
I need that moment just bottled and then put out there.
Put into a beef.
Yeah, I need – you know what we really need? We need to start recruiting. There has to be just a group of, like, dudes who used to work at factories in the greater Chicago area.
Oh, my God. That would be perfect. Yeah.
We literally just franchise them. We buy a bunch of food trucks. We come up with a name. And we just send them and, like, a couple local chefs out there – not even chefs. Just a couple, like, local kitchen workers, you know. Mm-hmm. Latino crews who I know have worked in steakhouses and all sorts of other places that don't get the fucking credit they deserve.
Yeah, yeah.
And have them with this one thick-necked dude basically running the front and him just shouting orders and them just making beefs, just easy all-day work and making money hand over fist.
Yeah, that's the thing.
No kitchen logos, no nothing. Like, literally military-style spray paint on the side of a silver truck, beef with a big period next to it. Yeah. And that's it.
Here's the beef.
Just
beef. Just call it beef.
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 That's it. You know what do they serve? Beef.
Beef.
That's the idea. Like, mm-hmm. that's what it is. They serve red hots. Red hots are made of beef. Like,
yeah.
Just straightforward, no fucking around. No what are you sure?
No
sir, sure.
No
beef.
No so aioli, like, no fucking truffle oil. No, this bullshit.
No
fusion. No nothing.
You ever had Thrasher's Fries in Ocean City?
No.
Okay. Have you ever heard of their business model?
No.
They sell French fries. They sell French fries in like four sizes, I think. One is like a little kitty size. One is like they're small. One is their medium. And the other is like a movie theater bucket full of popcorn of French fries.
Holy shit.
They do not allow ketchup. They don't have it. They literally take vinegar bottles and they pop the top of it like you would a classic beer can with a top, and then salt and that's it. They fry the fries in peanut oil. They don't sell anything else. And they have a line that's 30 people deep, starting from basically the second it gets warm enough until mid-October. And then they shut down for the end of the season. And that's it.
Wow.
It's a super simple concept. What do you make? You make French fries. What do you have them with? They serve them with vinegar and salt because that's how you had them. What if I want ketchup? Go down the street.
Get the fuck out.
Right. They don't like it's. There are big signs there. No ketchup, period. So, just they don't play around with it.
So there are two things that I might want to add to the beef.
Okay.
One is like a monster beef, like a beefzilla. Like the like instead of, you know, a small bread thing, like a full fucking loaf, like a monster thing.
Jamie, if you're looking for a competition thing, all you're doing is slowing the crew down by having us have to add these gigantic things. Okay. You just include quantity. You want to have a food thing? It's a beefers dozen.
Multiple beefs.
It's a beefers dozen. It's 13 beef sandwiches, and you have to kill them in like half an hour.
Okay. Okay.
No playing around. You get it. Like, you get it. And I don't know, Kevin, I assume is what his name is, climbs out of the truck, snaps a Polaroid with you. He sticks it on the inside of the truck and nobody ever sees it until they happen to like look inside. Like, that's the idea. You get the wall of fame.
Okay.
Like, he doesn't post it on Instagram or anything. One of the other crew like goes behind and posts the picture of the Polaroid. And that's the idea is Kevin basically collects your life like a serial killer collects license. Maybe he keeps like a running tally of how many photos are back there.
Oh my God.
You know that your photo is back there. Yeah. Nobody else.
No one else does.
You get to go. You get to walk up. And like, and normally Kevin would be like, what do you want? And when you walk up, he goes, hey.
Hey.
And that's how you know that your picture's on the wall.
The only other reason you know is because you have like this massive grease palm stain on the back of one of your shirts.
Yes. Yeah.
And the other thing. The other thing I might add, and it's just because my niece was just like, I'm making a restaurant and I'm serving just butter, and that's another thing we could talk about if we have time, is maybe a garlic bread beef, so that like, so the bread, if you're ordering a beef, it's known that the bread is just going to disintegrate and fall over fall over the place.
Yeah.
So, but the idea of the garlic bread is that the garlic would mix with the jus and make this butter slurry that would also disintegrate on all over your...
Isn't the jus already have a fair bit of butter and garlic in it?
It depends on the place. Like,
okay.
Different places have their own thing. But like, we were thinking garlic bread could be good, like a good thing to mix in with the thing, because, like, the butter could add to the jus and the meat and all that kind of stuff, and just like, you know, give you that extra little bit of heart attack juice.
I can understand the idea of maybe a last minute request, like at the end you get like the peppers, the hots, or the butter.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, it's a squirt bottle with like a fire hose end, right? And it's just basically like a gigantic squirt bottle, and it just basically got like clarified butter and just minced garlic in it, and they just blam, and then just move right the fuck on.
Yes.
Because I'm trying to keep this crew lean and mean. I'm talking like four guys in this truck, tops.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
And you don't have to wait around. It's literally just, what do you want? Boom, 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 boom. And it's two windows. First one where you order, second one where you get in line, and it's just one for one. You leave one line, you get in the next line, and it just rotates around. Don't play around. Don't mess around. Like, literally, he just goes, get in the other line. And just... Yeah, like Kevin says like six things all day long.
Yeah. I think we would have to train Kevin to use the credit card machine.
Okay.
But
I'm all right with that.
The beef place that Cameron took us to, or took me to, was called Babo's.
Okay. That's a damn good name for a beef place.
Yeah, it was Babo's, and it was cash only.
Yeah.
So
that's what I'm talking about, man. Yeah. They don't fuck around. Simple concept. Yo, Babo, yo, what do you want to do about credit cards? Fuck them.
Fuck them.
And just that's where that conversation ended. Just very quickly.
Yeah.
Just, we're not going to have that talk. I want more decision making like that. Just fuck them. We're not worried about just fuck them. Just em. Right. The idea of the government knowing exactly how much they're intaking. No. Babos is barely getting by as far as everything else is concerned. Like, that's the idea.
The great thing about Babos is they sell. I think one of their chefs or something wrote a book that said, "Don't put ketchup on a hot dog," and they had signed copies of it, like, for $15. And if I had more room in my baggage, I would have brought it back with me, because that's just fucking amazing.
So, see, this is what I'm talking about. Yeah, see, this is the mindset, kids. If anyone wondered, like, Brandon, you're being an asshole about the ketchup on the hot dog thing. I'm in that fucking mindset, kids. Let that be known. Babo's employee uttered the same thing I did, only he got paid for it.
Yeah.
Wrote a fucking book. Right, yeah, just keep it simple. God damn, more businesses need to be like this. Yeah. Stop trying to please everybody. Like, yeah. The second I've seen this with, like, hot dog places or whatever it is, and they're like, and then we offer a taco salad. It's like, stop.
No.
Just stop.
No turkey burger. This. No turkey beef.
Yeah, do
no,
it.
No just, veggie beef.
Right. Hey, do you guys have a vegetarian option? No, I'm sorry. We're a hot dog
it's
place.
It's called beef. Fucker.
That's the beauty of the food truck is there are other options usually for the thing. But, like, just unapologetically, just say, this is our business model. We keep it simple. We appreciate the thought process. However, we don't have anything for you here. You're welcome to order a bun. But fuck it. Why? Like,
I'm going to write
just don't feel bad about it. Like, people who are vegan or vegetarian understand what they're getting into. They come to places. They have to understand that not every place is going to offer it. They're going to get butthurt about it. They're going to tweet about it. Fine. You cannot please everybody on the internet. You can't please everyone in real life. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Make something good. Be proud of it. And eventually you start being the jerk for being like, well, why didn't they cater to me? Because you're a fucking waste of time for them. While they made your $9 salad, they could have sold 15 of those beefs for $5 a piece.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's just smart business.
God.
Turn that one person away. You can apologize to them. You can treat them respectfully. You can you can gladly recommend a friend that they know. If there's another food truck, hey, what do you guys have here that's vegetarian or vegan option? We apologize. We don't offer anything. The blah, blah, blah down the way, the white truck down there, they have a lot of options for you.
Oh, we got fries. We got fries.
You know, fries are usually fried in some sort of animal fat. So
we ain't
those
got shit for you.
Right. But that's the thing. Is just don't make a big deal out of it. Just respectfully just tell people, no, it's okay. You don't have to make everybody happy. Fucking sell your beef.
And if you're a vegetarian, you should be smart enough not to go to a truck that just has beef on the side.
I hope so, but I'm sure there are going to be a lot of people, and I'm sure you're going to catch shit. But I think so long as you live in a world where you respect others, but firmly but respectfully stand your ground.
Yeah.
I understand you would like me to offer a vegan or vegetarian option. However, it is not cost effective for me to do so as a business, therefore I don't do it.
Yeah.
You don't even go down the rabbit hole. It's not you going, fuck vegans, fuck vegetarians. You're not grandstanding. You're not standing on some sort of milk crate or anything. It's just, this isn't cost effective for me to do as a business. So while I appreciate the idea that you'd like to spend money at my business, I understand that that's not an option.
Mm-hmm.
And we just agree to disagree, and that is A-okay.
Plus,
better than any reaction that you've ever had on the internet.
Yeah. Plus, the inside of our truck is splattered with, like, entrance.
Grease and everything. Yeah, you don't want us to do anything.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, no, the closest thing we have to vegan or vegetarian are hots, and they barely count.
Yeah.
They're usually like a secondary thing to cold cuts.
Yeah.
Like, there's just,
like,
hots.
I'll give you this jar. You can take this jar, but
yeah,
please
yeah,
go to
yeah.
our friend down the corner.
Yeah. You should probably watch yourself digging in and going to get a soda out of that container. There's probably beef fat floating somewhere in that. Just
wipe the lid a lot.
I have the guys refill it every few hours, so good luck with that.
Just put hand sanitizer on the rim of the can.
Yeah, I don't
before.
Know if you've looked around. There's not exactly running water here. Like, that's...
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got a towel that I clean at the end of every day. So, you know,
maybe.
It's up to you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to buy a soda from me, make sure you get it early.
Well, we need to...
A beef truck. I need everyone to be okay with me suddenly picking up an accent that I don't own and really digging down into this.
It works for Larry the Cable Guy.
Yeah, fine. Like, if everyone is okay with me doing a Larry the Cable Guy and just selling beef, we can quietly just, you can come up and you can kind of give me one of those, you know, and I'll be like, that's right. And we can just move right along. I know you know that I know you know that I know. And that's okay.
I'm in. Yeah. I'll invest.
It's finally about time that I put this neck to use. That's the idea. Yeah. I have trouble buying shirts, kids.
Yeah.
I need to make sure I get paid.
Yeah, and you start small. You start with the one truck, and the one truck leads to the second truck, and the second truck leads to the...
I doubt the second truck leads past any other trucks, because we're going to need to find other thick neck guys. Meh. The second we get a real one, I'm on notice, and I know this.
I want it to happen. I was so sad. I was happy eating it, but I was so sad that I was coming back and I couldn't share it with my friends. Like, I can't bring everyone. I brought you to Chicago, but
yeah,
I can't bring everyone to Chicago and say, you need to put this in your face.
I double back, Jamie. Chicago's a magical food place. I had beef tongue tacos that were really tasty. We did a suckling pig that was amazing. We did a pig and duck that was amazing.
Yeah.
We did deep dish pizza, which was amazing. We went to that weird, like, market that looks like it belongs in a John Woo film and had lamb and coriander dumplings that were amazing. I had food from a stick that had a menu that I couldn't read if you put a gun to my head.
Yeah.
I think I had chicken hearts. I'm not really clear. It was kind of gristly. It was still really fucking good. Chicago's an amazing bastion of food. Fuck the Thai food place under the consulate. When we just randomly showed up, we were like, hey, let's go get Thai food. Wander down the street into some sort of tiny hole where some delightful Thai woman speaks to us and just says, what do you guys want? And we go, whatever you want to give us. And she just gives us a big smile and just starts bringing plates of spicy deliciousness. I don't know what meat I ate. I knew it was fucking tasty, and I knew that lady was taking care of me. One of two things happened. I was handled with kid gloves and very politely done, or she spit in my food and I ate her spit. But it was fucking delicious Chicago spit, so I don't care.
I don't know. I think you might be right.
Chicago's amazing. Chicago is amazing. There are certain places, I'm telling you right now,
I think
we can remove
it,
and we can take little bits of it, and we can leave it in a little pocket. It's never going to be the same.
Yeah, because the food truck will be good, but it won't – like, there will be something off about it.
Yeah. It'll just be the same thing. It'll be people from the area going, this is as close to the real thing as possible.
Yeah.
And you'll never really get that thing. That's okay.
Because they'll want it to be neat. Because that's the thing about a beef. It just, you pick it up, it's on your shirt. Fuck it.
Yeah, of course, yeah. No, that's got to be the thing, though, dude. Like, you got to remember, you can't, you know, I remember taking vacation in North Carolina, or sorry, not North Carolina, I went to South Carolina. And we went to a seafood restaurant. And it was, you know, the Maryland crab cake. And somebody else I was with who wasn't from Maryland ordered this thing. What they basically got was some Stouffer's stuffing and some canned crab meat.
And like a little
and
bit
I
of crab.
Looked at them, right, and I looked at them, and they were like, this is pretty good. And I was like, that's canned stuffing, and you just paid $17. I'm fine. And they're like, this is my favorite place to get crab cakes. And I went, that's it. Get in the fucking car. We're leaving. Because I was insulted. And that's the thing is, I think you get people – like there's a thing in certain areas that certain places are just fucking good at, and they've had years to do it.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I mean
the street hot dogs in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
There's a dude – who walks around in basically a half shopping cart with a propane tank and a burner, cooking hot dogs and bacon on a cookie sheet. It's the shiftiest shit you would never eat in the middle of Baltimore. You wouldn't walk down the street and have the ice cold water for only $1 guy make you a hot dog on a shopping cart grocery plate.
Oh, no, right? No.
You wouldn't. But somehow, because you're in LA and that man has a big smile on his face, and he's got the hot dogs all wrapped up, and they're frying everything else like that. And he's going, my friend, come, yes. And you're just like, you know what? Fuck it. Yeah, let's do the thing.
Did you eat one of those?
I had one of those with Michael Brock. It was fucking delicious. One of the best hot dogs I've ever had.
Nice.
I don't know if it's actually the best hot dog. I was really drunk. All I know is I decided to eat a hot dog from a shopping cart, and that's one of those sentences that I can't undo. Like, yeah. That's a life choice that I made in a moment, and I don't regret it. But that would never happen anywhere else.
Yeah, I think you're right, because, you know, I first thought it was, like, access to ingredients, because Maryland crab cakes in other places that are not Maryland always taste like bullshit.
Yeah.
But I think you're right. I think there's like an extra something else,
yeah,
of the area that makes that food, like, that is the place that food has to come from.
Yeah,
and you can do it other places and it'll taste okay, but it's not going to be, you can't transplant that experience.
You know what the best example is? Biscuits.
Right.
Biscuits are everywhere. Mm-hmm. You can have them. Some of the best, like, the best of the worst are the Red Lobster, and Red Lobster's trash, mm-hmm, but somehow Cheddar Bay is a bastion of deliciousness. But what I'm getting at is, it takes someone with little to no skill to make a decent Cheddar Bay biscuit. However, when you go to the South and you order a biscuit, it's a different experience. Mm-hmm. I know the ingredients are exactly the same.
Yeah.
But somehow, someone's grandmother's grandmother's grandmother taught them and them and them how to make biscuits, fold it a certain way, or give a little bit of love, or just they're using the same oven and it's just got this little thing to it, or just whatever it is, and that's what makes that shit delicious. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's that it's way better than what I have anywhere else in the country, or just that I'm here and a delightful person with a thick accent just told me to sit down, honey, it'll be right up, and my brain's telling me this is gonna be fucking baller. Mm-hmm. I am stoked for that. And the second that butter and salt flavor hits me, bang, I'm just like, fuck, this is good. Right. But you're drooling about something that literally you could go and make yourself.
Yeah.
But it's not the same.
It won't, yeah. So
that,
yeah.
Tell you right now, that thick neck guy named Kevin is the secret. Mm-hmm. That's the secret sauce. Mm-hmm. You need a little bit of Chicago to show up. I need somebody to show up. Mm-hmm. Like, I have trouble eating, authentic food from someone who isn't genuinely from the country or the culture. You know, if you watch Ugly Delicious, it's this argument that David Chang has about these white boys who look like me doing, you know, Korean food or fusion food, and he's like, fuck all of you, you don't earn this.
Yeah.
I haven't grown up experiencing Korean culture. I may be able to enjoy the food. I might be able to learn how to cook the food. I might be incredibly skilled to be able to make the food. I never had that sort of thing of my mom made a big pot of whatever it is from the leftovers of this and this, mm-hmm, and I had it for, you know, lunch or snack after school. Like, I never had that culture, so I can't appreciate it the same way someone else did. Doesn't mean that I can't enjoy it, doesn't mean that I can't respect it or anything else like that, but I don't have that same experience.
Yeah.
I could always gain the same skill set as David Chang. I'll never be David Chang. Ugly, that's the whole thing.
Ugly Delicious, by the way, is amazing. It's on Netflix. We're going through it right now. I think we're on episode like 4 or something, but it's okay. Awesome.
Yeah. The one when he gets down to the Korean barbecue done like regular barbecue is where, ooh, one that speaks right to your world house. Yeah. But that's kind of the one where it's just like, hey, and then, you know, he does another one where he does like Thanksgiving dinner with his mom.
I saw that one. That one was great.
Right. And then like, that's a perfect example of just like him talking about the food that his mom would make and that experience that he had, that his best friend who's there and helping, and she's incredibly sweet too, and he respects him and his ability and his food and everything. He knows for a fact he'll never experience what David experienced.
Yeah, of course. And it comes from that place of respect and, you know, thank you for letting me experience this with you and all your family and stuff. It's a great show.
Yeah, it totally is. But to double back to my point, though, is you need Kevin.
You need a Kevin.
Got to have a food truck, but I can't be that guy. We need somebody from Chicago. Kids, if you know someone from Chicago who's looking to, like, shout at people, mostly hipsters in downtown Baltimore, about beef, hit your boy up.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think we got an idea. I might be able to put the capital together, but I need that essence. I need him to be able to make a beef, show somebody else how to make a beef, have a thick accent, and possibly a plumber's crack.
Yeah.
No one else will ever see it, but I need to know it's there.
and we need a shitty Polaroid camera so that we could take photos of the people who do the Beefers Dozen.
I'm fucking excited about that. Yeah. Like, honestly, even if he just ended up taking the Polaroids and then just packing taped them to the side of the truck because he doesn't want to laminate them or anything.
Yeah, that's key.
Yeah. Yeah, there's got to be something kind of classic. I need some, like, old school, for lack of a better way to put it, like, blue-collar genuineness. Mm-hmm. I need that, like, fun, down-to-earth, hard-working guy, and I need him to not come with a bunch of extra political bullshit or drama. I just need him to just want to sell beef.
It's about the beef. It's not about anything else.
All he wants to do is just sell beef. I don't know about you or your life choices, but this beef is fucking delicious. Yes. And just that's it. He doesn't care about what the fuck you're getting into. He just wants beef. I need Kevin. I know you're out there.
We need Kevin.
You know what, Jamie? I don't know. Do I need to just spray paint the word beef on the side of a piece of metal? Is it a Field of Dreams thing? If I spray it, they'll come. Is that how this works?
Dude, I would love. I'll get Jim to send me a piece of sheet metal. We'll fucking. We can fucking CNC it out, like make it a big sign, and
you're going way too far. You're spending way too much time. All right, I'm telling you right now, we just need to spray. Like, it needs to be those like cutout military style letters.
I got it.
We just painter's tape onto the metal and just spray the word beef, and then just let it sit out there. Like, I'll stand in your front yard, like it's Say Anything, and just hold the sign that says beef up, and eventually some thick neck dude is gonna ramble off of a bus.
I heard you like the beef.
Yeah. Ah, you signed the fat symbol. Congratulations. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Chime Pie, Beef 30. That's what's about to happen.
All right, well, I think we've stumbled on another business
that
idea.
That will never happen.
Dude, like...
We keep stumbling around food trucks. This is the whole thing is...
Motherfucker.
Realistically, all of our conversations lead back to us starting a food truck.
I mean, food is so good.
I know.
It's so good.
I wish one of us had actually taken the effort to go to, like, culinary school or something. I wish I could, like, go fund me culinary school.
I wish I had the funds to throw at a food truck for someone to make this happen. Because, like... There's this truck. There's the tater tot truck idea that I've had. Like, you, I mean, talk about doing one thing good. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Shit. Well.
Yeah, man. I'm telling you right now. That's got to be the secret, kids. Support Jamie on Patreon so that we can buy a food truck.
Food truck.
That's right. Patreon.com/...
I think it's just Jamie Noguchi.
Fuck it. Yeah, just type Jamie Noguchi Patreon into your Google machine. You'll find him. Start throwing money at him or just, you know, start, like, folding up dollar bills and putting them in a USB port. I think that's how this shit works. Don't get him eventually.
Yeah, plug them in one way and plug them in the other way and then plug them in the other way.
Yeah. You gotta flip the dollar over twice. That's how this works. Yeah.
All right. So, well, now I'm really fucking hungry and it's in the middle of the night. So,
welcome. It's only 10 o'clock in the middle of the night. This is, clearly this is throwing you off.
It's the middle of the night. I'm just, God.
Look at you justifying yourself to not eat like an asshole. We went from me eating healthy vegan shakes to suddenly coming up with the justification to hire some thick-necked dude named Kevin and feeding me beef.
Yeah, I mean, that's what this podcast is about.
This is why I'm fat. I'm a gravitational pull of fatty meats is really what I am.
It's so good.
I know.
So good. Basically...
God love them.
Basically, we just have to find shows in cities that we want to eat at. Just because if we do a show at that city, we have a chance to make enough money to buy the food.
Fuck it. Let's do that. Fuck it. Okay, fine. Next ArtFind meeting, we're putting together a tour schedule of just food we want to eat. We'll figure out the venues, but, like, we just need a hit list to just play. Fuck conventions I want to play. Like, I don't need to see sweaty nerds in another city. Yeah. I want food. That's the game plan, kids. That's how this is going to work.
I'm there. I'm fucking there, man.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah.
Or, Jamie, let's just start road tripping.
All right, let's do it.
Yeah.
All right, well, we're going to do our own version of Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, I guess.
I wonder if, like, we hire another person and we just have them follow me around with, like, an HD camera and a gimbal, if... I could just force my way into a restaurant like we're filming a show.
Sirach has a gimbal.
We could totally do that. Like, just, hey, guys, because, like, I am your guy. Like, I'm fat, I'm white, I'm bearded. I fit all the criteria. Like, yeah. All you need to do is, like, either put me in a bowling shirt or have me get some sort of, like, weird thing. I wear, like, Zubaz and, like, I don't know, some sort of weird,
Zubaz?
Like, yeah, like, cut off Zubaz and, like, hiking sandals and something or whatever it is. And I talk about, like, we come up with a kitschy name. And all I do is just basically force us into the back of restaurants and have them awkwardly teach me how to make their food.
Man.
Just no warning whatsoever.
That's the next evolution of our podcast.
Right, yeah. It's just literally us just guerrilla doing a version of Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives until it goes up on YouTube. We get cease and desist, and eventually they start to see the numbers, and we start getting invited places. I think if we just Van Damme a few doors open, it'll happen. Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. I'm a half step away from hosting. I got to figure out what the alliteration is for Brandon's Grocery Games, but Brandon's Bodega. I don't know what we need.
I actually
Bodega Bonanza. It's actually it's Guy's Grocery Games, but it's much smaller, uh-huh. And you're not allowed to have any carts or baskets at all. It's whatever you can hand carry.
We could actually do this because I know the owners of the Burmese place that we go to in Silver Spring.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
There's the guy who offered to host us in Baltimore, like that Italian place in Little Italy.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, like, I don't know. If you get bored one day, we can actually make
this. All I'm saying is if you want to turn me into a YouTube star, which, man, am I the wrong guy for that, but I am the right guy for that. Fuck it. Like, honestly, Jamie, you and I together geeking out about food.
Yeah.
Me trying to settle you down is you just shout, dude.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah. Let's just do that. Let's just abandon the podcast and let's just go do a food show. It'll be fun.
Just eating places.
Yeah. That's right. That's literally, you bring me in as like the heavy to handle your sandwiches. That's really what it is.
Yeah, next time we do Burger Face, we'll just film it.
Yeah. Yeah, we probably should have done that already.
We should have done that.
Yeah. Though watching us slowly get fatter, slower, and greasier through the day would be. Yeah. Okay, we're finally at Five Guys. We're settling. It's 4 in the afternoon. We start. I've killed, like, I don't know, 6 burgers. All hope's lost. Fuck it. By the way, Flay's place is the best. Okay.
I know. That was weird.
It really was. Genuinely, by the way, kids, if anybody missed that, you, me, your family, Alex Kazanis from the One Piece podcast, Stompin' on Kelsey Wales all went out.
Gloria and Izzy came along.
Gloria and Izzy came out, yes. Current Art Fight heavyweight champion, the Valkyrie, came out and... Yeah, and did a like burger rating thing for your birthday. And what we've learned is in the local area, in the general Rockville area, Bobby's Burger Place, just a burger with some fucking potato chips on it.
Uh-huh.
It's just way better than anything else.
Yeah.
And yep.
You kind of hate to admit it because...
I don't hate to admit it. It's the fucking beef, man.
Yeah.
Stop putting 19 things on things and keep the fucking ketchup to yourself. Bobby's got that shit on lock, and I fucking hate Bobby Flay.
Yeah.
I'm starting a Food Network beef already with beef. How about that shit?
Yeah, maybe next time we do it, we just get a burger and take everything off it and just judge it on the bun and the burger.
I think we actually do it in-house, and we have your friends compete for your love. Blind taste test. We all do our best burger recipe.
Okay. Grill them up on site.
Yeah, we all have the same thing. We use like a propane grill, so this way you can get a consistent heat and everything like that. We grill them all up. We let you decide which one you want. We serve it the exact way that we want to serve it.
Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah,
just our version of slightly epic mealtime.
yeah. Gucci's Gauntlet or something like that. We'll figure it out.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. All right.
Bad name.
Yeah, right, it's terrible, but it's great. All right, let's start a food channel.
Yeah, let's fucking end this and go start a food channel. That's good. All right, cool.
All right.
Kids, Watch The Thing and check me out on Instagram at That Guy Chalmers. Jamie Noguchi, where can they find you and all of your wares?
Jamie Noguchi, wherever you Google my name, I'm there. Also,
Toku Timber!
Toku Timber is going strong. We got a lot of great entries. There's still time to enter. September is the Toku Timber month. Just draw a thing. There's a prompt list, but you don't have to use it. Also,
have you shared the prompt list on Instagram? Because I haven't seen it. Have you shared the prompt list on Instagram? Because I haven't seen it.
Yeah, like in the very first day. Well, the first day of September, and then like when I initially created it. But if you go in the Toku Timber hashtag, it's in the
prompt list. Okay, right on. Cool.
So yeah, prompt list is there. Also, Pork Belly Bandits on Destiny. Check us out. We're gonna maybe be playing in a couple minutes. Maybe. Brandon.
Right now. When it downloads, Jamie. Yeah, probably tomorrow at around 9 o'clock when the download finally finishes.
All right. I guess we should end it.
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Bye,
kids.